This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. I know. I shouldn't be bringing up sports or football or my Dallas Cowboys. So many of you are not Dallas Cowboy fans. I mean, there's, 32 teams, so it's probably a 1 out of 32 shot that each one of you is a Dallas Cowboy fan. But I am, since almost birth, one of the world's biggest Dallas Cowboy fans. I must say, my Cowboys are one game away from reaching the playoffs. It's unbelievable. They're 6-9, and they could be 7-9 and in the playoffs, and the division winner actually playing a home game against a wild card team, I guess. So, I mean, it's just the most amazing miracle in the history of sports that they're in such a terrible conference that the team that finishes 7-9 will win the conference. And Dallas is 6-9, and they've got a big game. And if the Washington Redskins lose to the Philadelphia Eagles next Sunday, and the Cowboys beat the Giants, we're in the playoffs. If the Cowboys lose to the Giants will be in the playoffs. If the Redskins beat the Eagles, the Washington Redskins, my hated Redskins, will be in the playoffs. And the team I hate the most is Philadelphia. No matter what they do, they won't be in. So I'm glad about that. Screw the Eagles. Hate them. But my Cowboys, right at the doorstep of being in the playoffs after the worst year I've ever seen. Amazing. Let me report again at the top of the hour my Trump car parade and Stop the Election Steal event coming up on January 6th. 99% of you are not going to get on a plane, or let alone a car, and go 3,000 miles to Washington, D.C., and 3,000 miles back for, the Stop the Steal event in Washington. I'm not sure what they're calling it, something like that. Mine is more of a celebration of Trump and Stop the Steal. You know, we got to celebrate that we've had 4 years of what I think is one of the great presidents of all time, and if he had been reelected, and he still may be reelected, we still could win this thing. Then I think he'll go down as the GOAT, the greatest of all time. He needed another 4 years to be the GOAT. I mean, nothing he's done is permanent. If Biden gets in, he'll erase everything Trump did, and Trump's no longer the GOAT. Just like that. So we got to get him reelected, and everybody thinks it's over. It's not over. There are huge things happening I will tell you about. But in the meantime, January 6th, Wednesday, January 6th, a week from this Wednesday, is the Wayne Allen Root Trump Car Parade and Stop the Election Steal event down the Vegas Strip. It starts at 9 a.m. We're leaving at 9 a.m. from the Ahern Hotel. We've got that whole six-story parking garage to stage all of our cars. And then we've got all the many, many empty lots around the Ahern Hotel. And we're going to drive up and down the Strip. Then we're going to wind up at the federal courthouse at 10 a.m. Or around 10 a.m., somewhere around 10 a.m., we'll all get to the federal courthouse. Like the cavalry arriving. Fashionably late. Wayne Root's always fashionably late. If there's a party at 10 a.m., I'm there at 11. If it's at 11, I'm there at 12. But I'm always there. And my friends always know I come to every event, but I'm always late. I always walk in when it's jam-packed, and I get to make the best impression. And so you're all going to join me with a fashionably late arrival, because the Trump protest at the federal courthouse starts at 9 a.m. We start from 8 or 9 and show up like the cavalry. Thousands of cars beeping, flying Trump flags and Stop the Steal flags and American flags, and we show up all of a sudden at 10 a.m. and make the event go alive and wake up the federal office building, federal courthouse. And so check it out. Cars start lining up at the Ahern Hotel at 7 a.m. Car parade leaves at 9 a.m. up and down the Vegas Strip. We'll make a U-turn up at sunset, come all the way back north down the Vegas Strip, and go to the federal courthouse at 333 South Las Vegas Boulevard. And we'll arrive by 10 a.m. for the biggest Trump rally ever. There's lots of parking down by the federal courthouse, two giant parking structures. Some of you, my listeners, are older, so you won't want to maybe get out of the car and join the protest. Maybe you won't. Or maybe you will. Whatever you want to do, that's the freedom and the choice I believe in. Just do the car parade. And some of us will come and show up, but we'll all drive by, beeping horns with American flags and Trump flags. we'll all drive by the federal courthouse and wake them up. And some of you will park and join, some won't. And then at 12 or so, I'm leaving because I've got a 12:30 lunch reservation at the Great Ahern Hotel. I want to thank Don Ahern for making this possible. He's always backing me. He's a good man. Don Ahern is allowing us to use his parking garage and to use his structure to stage. And then we're going to come back and go to RSVP, first come, first served, at the restaurant there, the Trattoria by Chef Mark. I'm going to give you the phone number to RSVP if you want to have lunch there on Wednesday, January 6th. I'm going back. I'm leaving the protest downtown at 12, and I'll get there at 12:30. I'll eat lunch till 1:32, drive home, and be ready for my radio show at 3 o'clock. So I'm having lunch at 12:30 at Trattoria by Chef Mark at the Ahern Hotel, and all the Trump people could be there and celebrate. 725-214-4950, the new area code for Vegas, 725-214-4950, RSVP, first come, first serve. But I do things in style, as I said in hour one. You know, I'm not like a show up at a protest and bring a sandwich in a brown paper bag kind of guy. I'm not an eat hot dogs from a side vendor. I want to go back after I've made my statement and eat a feast at an amazing Italian restaurant at the Ahern Hotel and thank Don Ahern, spend my money there, and thank him for hosting everything. So anyone who wants to join me, you're invited, but you better RSVP. First come, first serve. That phone number one more time for lunch next Wednesday, January 6th. 12:30 is 725-214-4950. And if any of these details, if you missed them, you're driving, just email me when you get home, and I'll be glad to send you the flyer, the brochure about this event. Just email me, wayneroot@gmail.com, wayneroot@gmail.com. I'll also have the flyer up at my website, rootforamerica.com, by tomorrow, rootforamerica.com. And the other way to reach me, of course, is Twitter and Parler. Much, much more comfortable at Parler now. P-A-R-L-E-R. Get the free app or go to Parler.com. And I'm at Real Wayne Root. At Real Wayne Root. I'm up to almost 80,000 fans there now. 135,000 at Twitter. But much more active at Parler. The 80,000 at Parler beat the 135 at Twitter. Because I'm not being shadow banned at Parler. So I mentioned these breaking results in the first hour. Pennsylvania's certified results for the president are found in error. The error is twice the size of the difference between the candidates. In other words, Pennsylvania certified an election with 6,962,000 votes, but there are only 6,700,000 voters that voted. Something's wrong. And here's another amazing story in Pennsylvania, or out of Pennsylvania. Mathematician Bobby Pittan finds more than 500,000 unique last names in Pennsylvania. And his conclusion is that a sophisticated state actor, I assume he means China, was able to optimize the desired outcome. Bobby Pittan, the mathematician who testified at the Arizona voter fraud hearing, dropped a bombshell this weekend. He's pointed out blatant voter fraud through incontrovertible evidence, at one point claiming he'd stake his life on the factual nature of his testimony. He revealed this weekend that he examined 9 million records in Pennsylvania and has identified 521,879 unique last names. In other words, that's 579,000 plus people who have no parents, no siblings, no aunts, no uncles, no cousins who share the same last name. In other words, 245,000, or just under 47% of the total last names in Pennsylvania, belong to one and only one person. I'm not sure if I understand the math there. I don't get it. If he's identified I'm going to speak out loud here to you. I'm going to ask this question. It says he's identified 529,000 plus unique last names, and 245,000, or just under 47% of that total, not of the total voters, but of that total, belong to one and only one person. I don't get that. I thought the 521 belonged to one or only one person. I don't get it. Pennsylvania has 695,000 fewer people in the top 1,000 last names. He found there were fewer people with common surnames such as Smith, Jackson, and Johnson. Fewer Smith than there should be. Fewer Williams than there should be. Fewer Johnsons than there should be. Fewer Jacksons than there should be. So the point is, the general idea is somebody made up these names. The tally for these 500 negative names below nationwide estimate is 958,044. I don't know I just don't get where these numbers are coming from. First it was 500,000, then it was 47% of that. Now it's 958. But the point is, a guy who's very good in math, and I'm clearly not, because I don't understand what this mishmash means, other than the fact it's all voter fraud. And they made up a bunch of names. And another big news story is in Wisconsin, Republican lawmakers are doing big things. They've signed onto a federal lawsuit to overturn the fraudulent elections in several swing states. Democrats shut down county in these states. On election night, dumped in tens of thousands of suspect ballots. Stole several states that Trump won. Never in the U.S. history has there been this much fraud in one presidential election. And so Republican state lawmakers in Wisconsin have signed on to the latest federal lawsuit seeking to overturn President-elect Joe Biden's victories in Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Georgia, and Arizona. By the way, no one ever mentions Nevada. Our state was so stolen, it's pathetic. And our Republican Secretary of State did nothing, does nothing, never will do anything. I wonder why. I wonder why. Am I allowed to ask questions? I wonder what's wrong. I wonder, is she bribed? Is she blackmailed? Someone give her a house somewhere? Someone put money in a Cayman bank account somewhere? She just blind, deaf, and dumb? She just stupid? Is she just incompetent? Is she just a weak wallflower, unable to speak up? Barbara Savaski, speak up. Are you a pipsqueak? Are you one of the pips? Are you with Gladys Knight? Are you one of the pips who doesn't speak? Are you a dummy? And you don't have the ventriloquist sticking a hand up your butt? How come you never talk, Barbara Savaski? Not a word about the fraud that went on in Nevada. Oh, you didn't see any fraud. Yeah, because you remind me of Sergeant Schultz. You look just like him. I hear nothing. I see nothing. I've never seen a thing. Really? How much money are they giving you to say that? I'm so sick of these turncoat rats. These Republican rats. Don't get near me, Barbara Savaski. Any future Republican event, don't seat her near me. Uh-uh. I don't even want to sit near you. I don't want to see you. You're a fraud. My opinion. It's an opinion show. And it's my opinion. You're a fraud. Republican does nothing. Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot.
I'm Wayne Alaroot,
and I am Mr. Exercise. I've worked out 1 to 2 hours a day in my home gym every day for decades. That's how much I believe in exercise. But now it turns out I could have saved thousands of hours and used those extra hours for making money or enjoying my family simply by using the brand new X3. The X3 is a compact, premium home exercise product that uses variable resistance, which 16 different research studies show is more effective than free weights for building speed, strength, muscle, and avoiding injury. And it only takes 10 minutes a day. The X3 was invented by best-selling author Dr. John Jackwish, well known for inventing a medical device that reverses osteoporosis. The X3 is portable and easily stored. X3 is used by dozens of professional athletes, including NFL and NBA players, to replace weightlifting. Get your X3 today. Go to x3bar.com. Enter promo code WAR and save $75. That's x3bar.com. x3bar.com.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Freedom Health Alliance. Now more than ever, our immune systems are under attack as we face continued turmoil as a nation. Stress, anxiety, illness, masks, lockdowns, and of course this past presidential election, all of these are taking a toll on our mental, emotional, and physical health. Freedom Health Alliance offers incredible products, but before I brought their products to you, I had to experience them for myself. Since taking these products, my energy has increased, my brain fog is gone, I'm sleeping better, and I'm feeling better than I have in years.
years. And of course, the main benefit is to strengthen your immune system. Freedom Health Alliance is offering my listeners an additional 20% off their already unbeatable low prices. Call Freedom Health Alliance toll free at 888-910-0341. That's 888-910-0341. Just say Wayne Allyn sent you to get 20% off. 888-910-0341. Or visit FreedomHealthAlliance.com and use promo code WAR to receive 20% off. That's FreedomHealthAlliance.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. Armed Forces he commands to help defend the office of the President, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You can speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered on USA Radio Network. Liberty HealthShare is the sponsor of this segment of the show. You know how I feel about them. I've been with them for 5 years, and I've saved over $100,000. Can you imagine just in premiums alone? I've said since summer that as of January 1st, I'll have saved $100,000. Well, January 1st is just a couple days from now. So at January 1st is this Friday, right? January 1st is New Year's, this Friday. So as of January 1st, I'll have saved $100,000. As of this week, I save $100,000 with Liberty HealthShare. Could you use an extra $100,000? Do I need to say any more? It's not health insurance. It's an alternative health insurance. It is Christian healthcare sharing. Liberty HealthShare is Christian healthcare sharing. But that means you can start anytime, 365 days a year. There are no contracts. It's month to month if you want. No long-term contract. There's no network. You choose any doctor or hospital you want. And, you know, I had a surgery. It was $34,000 or $33,000. And they paid the whole thing. And then I had another one. It was $33,000. They said, we'll charge you cash price, $4,000. And then they paid me $3,300 of the $4,000. So I paid $700 for a $33,000 operation. Kind of amazing. Thank you, Liberty HealthShare. Great job. They provided health care, by the way. They're no little company. They provided health care for over 110,000 families last year. They paid out over $300 million in claims. And I saved over $100,000. If you could use an extra $100,000 over the next 5 years, then call Liberty HealthShare and check it out, 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY. Talk about New Year's resolutions, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. So we're going to talk about masks in the next segment. I got a great guest on who has analyzed mask data and found out that masks don't work. Absolutely proves that masks don't work. So I thought I'd give you this article first. Let me just see the article. The guest in the next hour, in the next half hour, is Justin Hart, founder of Rational Ground, and he's done the research that proves that masks are not very effective. And here's this article in Town Hall by Scott Moorfield. And he says, in Tennessee, they've done this amazing research. And the things they found would be headlines if they proved that masks work. But they're not headlines because they prove that masks don't work. So, fortunately, like Florida, Tennessee is a great place to compare mask-mandated places with ones that aren't mask-mandated and see if such government overreach really does contribute to the slowing spread of COVID. And if they help, surely some evidence of that would be in the data, right? And he's a resident of the state of Tennessee, decided to run the numbers himself. He didn't know what he was going to find at all, and he wasn't planning on any one way or the other. He just wanted to see what the numbers show. So let's see if I can cut to the chase here. He ran the numbers for 17 contiguous counties for the period from October 1st to December 22nd. 9 did not have a mask mandate in place, 8 did. Over the allotted period, counties with mask mandates saw 4.7% of their population infected, those without mask mandates, 4.6% infected. Interestingly, Hawkins County, which let its mandate expire at the end of September, had 4.3% of its population infected, while Carter County had 5.1% with a mandate in place. Both have identical populations, and I gather they're right next to each other. So the point is, he's not, you know, again, all these statistics show the same thing. It just doesn't matter. But actually, there's a little bit less COVID anywhere they don't have masks. You hear what I just said? There's a little bit less COVID everywhere they don't have masks. Just like there's a little bit less crime everywhere you have Republican mayors instead of Democrat mayors. How about this rising Democrat star, Keisha Lance Bottoms of Atlanta? I've said now for a year that she sounds more like a porn star than any mayor I've ever heard of in my life. Ladies and gentlemen, Keisha Lance Bottoms, starring in Deep Throat. Bottoms. Keisha Lance Bottoms. It's a woman. Lance Bottoms. Sounds like a male porn star. And her city faced its deadliest year in decades. Rising homicide rate in Atlanta. Put a dumb liberal in charge and everybody kills each other. Just like Chicago. But how about San Francisco? In San Francisco, drug overdoses have killed 4 times more people than COVID. The whole thing's ridiculous. Everywhere in the world, the COVID numbers are tiny. When you count the number of people under the age of 60 who have died, they're tiny. It's all very elderly people, decrepit in nursing homes, and I don't want them to die. I want you to spend money protecting them. But there's no reason to close society or anyone normal and healthy or young to be scared. No reason at all. They've scared everybody for nothing. This is a joke.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Times Square is usually jam-packed to ring in the new year, but it's closed to the public today because of the pandemic. NYPD Chief Terry Moynihan says there will be a police presence to make sure no crowds form.
My message to those ringing in the new year, please, Stay at home.
Frontline workers and first responders will be honored for their roles during the coronavirus pandemic during tonight's New Year's Eve celebration in Times Square. The Senate is opening debate on what could be the first override of a President Trump veto. The House already voted to override President Trump's veto of the defense policy bill.
We've enacted an annual NDAA for 59 straight years and counting. In the next few days, the easy way or the hard way, we're going to do our job once again.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell speaking on the Senate floor. USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free. 2020safe.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, otherwise known as the Warrior, the Root's on fire. Proud to be American-made. You can only find a war like this in the good old U.S. of A. In the immortal words of General George Washington, if you want peace, prepare for war. That's what we do every day on this show. We go to war. Our guest is Justin Hart, founder of Rational Guard. Rational Ground. His website is rationalground.com. Here to talk to us about mask mandates. And I was just talking about Justin in Tennessee. There's a new study out of counties that have mask mandates and counties that don't. And they have the almost the exact same amount of COVID, except a little bit more in the counties with the mask and the counties without the mask. Just a little bit more COVID with the mask. So it's just the statistics don't ever prove that masks work. As a matter of fact, they do prove they do nothing. They may not hurt you, but they do absolutely nothing. And they actually may hurt you a little bit because people get a little bit more COVID where they wear the mask. At least that's what I've seen in other studies. That's what I've seen in Tennessee. Let's talk about what you've got, Justin Hart. How are you?
Look, great, Wayne. Great to be with you. It's difficult to assess all of these elements because there's so many moving parts. But one thing we know for sure is that the mask mandates become a catch-all. They become a scapegoat for our elected officials. If cases are going up, you're not masking hard enough. If cases are going down, it's because you're following my directions. And, of course, what it does is distract from the real issue that the lockdown policies have dramatic, awful, just absolutely devastating impact on ourselves, our kids, our churches, our businesses, and they want to distract from that. So that's my main purpose in calling attention to the purpose of masks not working, is that I want to wrench that tool out of their hand so that they can no longer use that as an excuse to gloss over their awful lockdown policies, because that's really what it's about here. I'm in Southern California in San Diego, and, you know, I can't go out to dinner. And I have friends and neighbors who own businesses that have been completely shuttered. And yet our cases per million are tons higher than they are in Florida, where things have been open for months. Just north of me is Disneyland, which is completely shuttered. But over in Disney World, they're operating just fine. And we're just about on the same latitude, too. So it makes no sense why things, you know, appear the way they do, except that, you know, I think Gavin Newsom and some of these governors are kind of like gamblers at 2 a.m. in Reno. You know, they just keep putting the coins into the slot machine thinking, oh, this next turn will do it. Just shut down a little harder. I'm sure we'll get that jackpot soon.
Yeah, except I saw a study, Justin, by the way, Wayne Root saw a study of Marine recruits at Pendleton Marine Base, which is not far from you either. And yeah. did you see that study by chance, Justin?
Yes, I did. And you know, one of the things they pointed out, these are the healthiest people in the world, right? And they said, hey, you know, we have a great way to test this out. So let's test some people in masks, let's test some people in lockdowns and see how they fare. And there was essentially no difference, right?
Except, Justin, slightly more, again, just like the mask study in Tennessee,
right.
Slightly more COVID among the people that were horribly locked down in like prison cells, and you weren't allowed to see anyone for 2 weeks. Not one guest for 2 weeks sitting home bored by yourself watching TV. Slightly more COVID among them than the people that were given freedom and were hanging out with their friends in the dormitory. So, I mean, there's no point at all in the lockdown, completely pointless, except here's what I think. I want to see what you think. I think it's Cloward Piven, which is what I was taught at Columbia University by two Columbia professors. You destroy America and you destroy capitalism and you make us a socialist nation by bankrupting everyone and making them all go on welfare. And that's what this is doing. This is about socialism. It's got nothing to do clearly with COVID because it won't help COVID, but it's going to bankrupt every small business owner in America. And that must be the Democrats' goal. I can't see any other reason why they'd be doing this.
Well, look, just like media bias, there's no sort of underground news networks that's telling people how to, you know, what news to run. They just know what to do, right? And so there's no conspiracy. This is their default mode. And when all of a sudden they see that China is literally welding people inside their apartments, they thought to themselves, well, let's give it a shot and
that's
see
a great
how
idea.
People react.
They say that's a great idea.
Right. And sadly, you know, we've sort of kowtowed. It's been really unfortunate. I know my neighbors are scared to death, and who can blame them? All they see is, you know, the worst fears, and they see it from all over the place. And we have many even, you know, quote, conservative governors, unquote, who sort of tally along with this as well. And so it's been very unfortunate that we've let fear rule our lives in this way. And when we looked at the mask mandates, we looked at every single county, every single state, and we looked at them between May 1st to December 15th. And we said, okay, well, when they had the masks on, what was happening? When they had the masks off, what was happening? And we saw that there was far more cases with the mask mandates in place. Now, you know, you might say that, you know, these are counties that needed those masks because the cases were going up. And that's fine and all, but the masks certainly didn't help them. The cases kept going up and up and up. And so I think it's been an unfortunate realization that we have. If we went back 100 years and you went to 1919 and 1920, 2 years after the 1918, that was a real pandemic. There were articles there talking about masks were the best friend for infection, quietly realizing that all the mask mandates they had in 1918, and believe me, they had lots of them there too, they slowly learned, that's just not going to work, is it?
It's so bizarre. I mean, the best test case would just, you don't need to look at the whole country, you don't need to look at specific counties. How about if you just look at your state, Justin, California? California claims that COVID is raging. They claim the cases are through the roof. They claim, just today the governor said we're going to have to, or maybe it's the mayor of L.A., one of them said we're probably going to have to extend the lockdowns in Los Angeles counties. I guess it was the mayor of L.A. or maybe it was the county supervisors. Whatever it was, they're raging with COVID is their claim. And the hospitals are filled, the ICUs are filled is their claim. I don't know that it's true, but it's their claim. And if that's the case, then masks don't work and lockdowns don't work because you people have been masked and locked down and it's raging. So how do you explain that?
Look, one of the key studies that came out, and this came out in the end of April from India, it showed that 90% of the people who had died from COVID, directly from the disease, had a significant lack of vitamin D. And so I don't know whose idea it was to shut us all indoors away from the sun,
right,
getting takeout, because we know obesity is the other factor that goes towards contributing to deaths of COVID, and then let us all out in the open to face the disease. It was a terrible, terrible decision, and I think it's basically the fear of it just ramping up. They feel like they have to do something. Now, the really interesting data is when you look at states that are right next to each other, right? So North Dakota, South Dakota, Colorado, Utah, Montana, all of those Mountain West folks there. And when you look at their curves, because their cases are going down, they went up at the same time and they all came down at the same time. Now, unless there was some roaming horde of infected people that were going up and down the states there all at the same time, infecting a bunch of people, and then people started paying attention to wearing masks, and then they all came down. By Thanksgiving, the pandemic was over in that wave for those Mountain West counties, because what happens is, in any type of viral pandemic that you have, is that the virus goes for about 8 to 12 weeks, is what epidemiologists tell us, and then it'll phase down. Now, look, I want to be honest. I'm not an epidemiologist. I'm not a virologist. And usually, I wouldn't insert myself into their name, into their domain. I am a data person, and I look at the data. And normally, as I said, I wouldn't sort of, you know, insert myself, inject myself into their equation, but they sure seem to be injecting themselves into my life, my business, my church, my kids' education, my health. So I hope they'll forgive me if I've checked their math. I've checked it, and it's wrong. And that's something that we've known from the beginning. The number of deaths they assert, the number of hospitalizations they assert, the deadliness of the disease, we know exactly who this affects. And if we had spent half as much time protecting the most vulnerable among us, which is typically our elderly, then as we do, you know, masking up and making sure people are locked down and business shutter down, we would have half as many deaths. Because we've just decided that somehow we have to protect everyone. And here's the truth of the matter. When you try to protect everyone, you end up protecting no one.
Yeah, or I would say when you try to protect everyone, you just bankrupt every person with a small business. How about that one? You're just killing, you're not killing big business. I mean, just explain this to me, Justin. We're talking to Justin Hart, founder of Rational Ground, his website, rationalground.com. Just explain this. If, in fact, COVID kills you in a small business, how come it doesn't attack you at Costco?
That's always the conundrum that we face, right? The government picking winners and losers. Of course, you know, they did that. They do that all the time here in California. CFL light bulbs over LED light bulbs. And in the end, we all start paying for it. And it's no laughing matter. Even beyond the business wreckage that it's wreaked here in San Diego and up the coast in California are the real impacts on lives. 48% of cancer screenings were missed during the peak of the pandemic. 50% of chemo treatments missed. 250,000 child abuse cases gone unreported because those are typically found out from school teachers. And another 50% of people increase in fentanyl overdoses nationally. At the peak, it was 145% in fentanyl and suicide overdoses. 25% of our youth thinking about suicide on a regular basis. This is devastating, and it's really going to impact us for a long time.
Well, and by the way, and the music science, we got to run. Justin Hart, great interview. Glad to have you on. Hope we'll have you on again. Did a good job. But there's only two things I know of. There are no cures for any virus, let alone COVID. There are no cures. But the only things I know work, vitamin C, vitamin D, zinc, quercetin, probiotics, garlic, and colloidal silver. And I've never been sick a day in the last 30 years because of that. And yet they won't let you say that on the air. You have to say, well, you listen, it won't cure it. Listen, I'm not a doctor. Listen, I'm not a scientist. Nothing will solve this problem, but it might help. Might build your immune system. The government doesn't want you to get better, it sure seems like. The only thing that works is vitamins. If you say it, they get mad at you. Justin Hart, founder of Rational Ground, website rationalground.com. Thank you, Justin. Wayne Allyn Root, be right back.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Open enrollment is here, and choosing a healthcare program is one of the most important decisions you'll ever make for your family. That's why I want to tell you about Liberty Health Share. I canceled Aetna health insurance 5 years ago. Then I found Liberty. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's not health insurance. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. You can start at any time, 365 days a year. There are no contracts. It's month to month. There's no networks. You choose any doctors or hospitals you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. They provided health care for over 110,000 families last year. They paid out over $300 million in claims. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $100,000 since I joined 5 years ago. Could you use an extra $100,000? To find out more about your health care options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
America is under attack, and we need you to take action now. Our history, culture, constitution, and the American way of life are being assaulted. Violent anarchists are rioting and looting in cities across the country. They are demanding the defunding of our police and an end to law and order. There has never been a more critical time to defend our right to keep and bear arms. The Second Amendment Foundation created the Second Amendment First Responders Program. This program seeks to actively engage Americans who want to protect our Second Amendment rights. Please text PROTECT 2A to 474747 and become a Second Amendment first responder. Now is the time to defend our right to keep and bear arms. Text PROTECT 2A to 474747. Again, text PROTECT 2A to 474747. Now is the time to defend our right to keep and bear arms. Text PROTECT 2A to 474747.
Friends, awesome and amazing day. It's John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health.
Today I have a message for you women. We have women that come to us all the time, every single day with the same issues. They're tired of being tired and they are hopeless, completely hopeless because they have tried everything to lose weight.
And when we say everything, we mean everything. We have clients that have done keto, vegan, carrots and water, celery and water. I mean every excruciating, crazy diet you can imagine, and nothing has worked for them. But we have great news for you. Our breakthrough science of intercellular hydration resets your hypothalamus, resets your metabolism. Go on our website, energizedhealth.com. Look at the testimonials of real women just like you. Log on today to energizedhealth.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com, and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Longevity. Teamgaday.com.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs at Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, sponsor of this segment of the show, Cornerstone Asset Metals. Let me take a quick look, because I didn't even know. Usually until this moment in the show, I never know what gold has done, gold and silver for the day. But I'll head over to CNBC.com, and they've got a chart that always tells me very quickly. Gold climbs to one-week peak as dollar slips. So gold is up to almost $1,900 an ounce. Silver up as well, as always, a little bit more than gold. Silver up to 26, heading for $27 an ounce. So both of them doing really well, and you're going to need to buy gold and silver in the new year. You're just going to need to, because we're headed for a disastrous month of January, and a lot of smart people, I know, people who are not weird, people who don't have any big agenda, people who aren't strange, people who aren't mentally ill, people who don't have antennas coming from their head, tell me that they think we're headed for civil war, and this country's headed for the roughest time in history in the first quarter of this year. And, of course, if Biden is sworn in as president, which I hope and pray is not true, and we can at the last minute defeat him, but if he is, we're headed for a national lockdown. It's just a disaster. You better own gold and silver. And by the way, if Biden's president, forget about the lockdown for a minute. Just the spending, the Green New Deal, the free Medicare for all, the free health care for all, the free college for all. My God, we're already at $27 trillion in national debt. We'll be at $100 trillion in 4 years with Biden. He's a madman. And his obsession with climate change. I mean, we all know he's got dementia. We know he's an idiot. I'm sorry to say. He really is an idiot. There's nothing left. He's a zombie. And all he talks about, he's been programmed. They got their hand up his ass. And he's like it's like a ventriloquist, and he's the dummy. And it's like, climate change, everything has to be changed for climate change. Well, he'll just bankrupt America. It's just done. So you better own gold and silver if you want to protect your future and your children's future and your standard of living and your retirement. Go to Cornerstone Asset Metals, the official precious metals dealer of the Wayne Allyn Root Show. Right now, they have a special offer for my listeners only. Cornerstone will give away a gold 1/10 ounce American Eagle coin free to all qualified purchasers. Call toll free, 888-8-GOLD-NOW, 888-8-GOLD-NOW, toll free, 888-8-GOLD-NOW, or go to cornerstoneassetmetals.com. Be sure to tell them that Wayne Root sent you. So, I don't mean to say I told you so, but there's a lot of I told you so's in this show, because I've been right on a lot of stuff, and Israeli man has died after receiving the COVID vaccine, and there are over 5,000 health impact events reported in the U.S., which means serious side effects and allergic reactions and close-to-death experiences in the United States from the vaccine. And it's only been a couple weeks. But following a handful of reports, including one involving a priest from the Philadelphia area who volunteered as a trial participant, about patients who received the vaccine dying in the weeks following the second dose, and a man in Israel who's died 2 hours after receiving the first vaccine. 75-year-old man from Bet Shane. So these things happen. I mean, it's fair. I'm going to be very, very honest and fair. Maybe he just died when you're 75. You just die. Maybe he just died because he was going to die anyway. But he died 2 hours after receiving the vaccine. He received the vaccine at 8:30 in the morning, waited for the customary time at the health clinic, released to go home. Sometime after that, lost consciousness and pronounced dead. I mean, come on. Come on, come on, come on. He was vaccinated this morning against coronavirus, died at his home shortly after the procedure. That news follows reports 5,000 of the first 215,000 recipients of the vaccine in the United States reported some kind of serious adverse health impact event, which could be something that seriously limits an individual's ability to function or complete daily tasks. These events are severe enough to require medical attention, but we don't know the exact details. So maybe they missed a day of work. Maybe they felt badly for 2 days. Maybe they were deathly ill. Maybe they almost died. I don't know which one it is. I'm sure it's some mixture. It's not good. 10%, by the way, of 215,000 would be 21.5. 21.5 would be 10%, and therefore 1% would be 21.50. So this is 2% of all the people who got the vaccine had some sort of a serious health impact event. And here's good news. You know, sometimes I deliver bad news, but I like to deliver good news. But you don't hear this on the news because it doesn't fit their purpose, which is to scare you to death. If it bleeds, it leads. If it doesn't bleed, it doesn't lead. New COVID-19 cases and deaths in the U.S. fall to the lowest levels in weeks. Did you hear that? I didn't hear that anywhere. At Breitbart, I sure didn't hear it in the regular news. The United States on Sunday saw significant decreases in COVID-19 cases and deaths. Marks that were two of the lowest in weeks. 150,000 new coronavirus cases, 1,200 related deaths nationwide. The case count is the lowest since late November, and the death toll is just the second this month, 1,200 lower. Isn't that good news? Do you think maybe people should hear it? That deaths are down and cases are down? And that there's a lot more people sick in California than there are in Texas and Florida? But Texas and Florida are wide open and California shut down? Shut down, lockdown, quarantine. When we get back, lots more to tell you about. A UK journalist hounded after pointing out that only the old and the sick basically die from COVID, so why are we shutting down society? And they hounded her. In Norway, they've outlawed hate speech against trans people in your own home. And how about a family doctor in Australia suspended his medical license, can't practice medicine anymore after he shared his Christian beliefs online. This is coming to America if Biden's president. Trust me, they're coming after us all.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.